This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support. Hi, everybody. This is Mike Adams from Natural News here, joined today by Jonathan and Helene Landsman. And none of us have health insurance.
Wow.
Right.
And we don't want health insurance.
Right.
Now, why is that, Jonathan?
Well, why don't I have insurance is kind of just one simple reason. I mean, why would I want to pay for something that I'm not going to use? And not only that, I mean, it's expensive. You spend a lot of money for nothing.
Yeah, exactly. Like $1,000 a month for something you don't use.
Right.
Exactly. I mean, we have a child and we've never had health insurance. I've barely taken my daughter to the doctor because of the way that I feed her. You know? So it's crazy for us.
So the perception out there is that people who don't have health insurance must be, you know, homeless, down on their luck Americans. Can you afford health insurance if you wanted it?
Yes, if I wanted to buy, we could buy health insurance.
Sure, we could.
So why don't you?
Well, first of all, even if I had health insurance, I wouldn't want to use it. I would not want to get the treatments that they provide with it. So.
Right. Well, you don't want a little chemo on
the
side?
No, thank you. No.
Right. I tell people all the time, we spend $1,000 a month and way more than that on health care.
Yeah.
Our superfoods.
Right,
the food
right.
That we buy. I mean, that's, to me, that's taking care of my health. And, you know, thank God. I feel good.
Your food is your health insurance.
Yeah. I invest in that. I don't spend my money in that. I invest in that. It makes me feel great. And you know what? It feels great that I'm supporting companies that really do a lot of great
right.
things.
So you don't want to give money to Big Pharma. You don't want to give money to, you know, the cancer industry.
I would if I needed it, if I wanted it.
So,
if
Helene,
I wanted it.
How come you're not afraid of someday just suddenly having cancer?
Mm. Well, basically, from what I know about nutrition and good food, I'm not really afraid of it. And, you know, God forbid that it happened from something, you know, I would definitely treat it another way. For instance,
right.
We just saw Charlotte Gerson on stage the other day at Healing Miracles. I think, I'd opt for that option.
And what about this idea of the U.S. government now forcing us all to buy health insurance for these services that we would never use?
I think it's ridiculous. Now I'm going to have to pay a tax on something I don't even want.
But actually, Mike, you're looking into it a little bit,
not
right? I mean, some of the states maybe are trying to do something about that as well, right?
Yeah, Idaho. Actually, 37 states look like they might have some legislation that's against the health care bill.
Which would be
great. Yeah, it would be great.
I mean, to be penalized and have to pay extra money for something that I don't want, I just think is crazy.
Right.
Well, yeah. I just think it's important for the viewers out there to realize that there are many of us who are healthy Americans. We take care of our own health. We invest in food, nutrition, superfoods. We don't have health insurance. We don't want health insurance, and we don't need health insurance.
Yeah.
When was the last time you even went to a doctor? I mean, can't even think of it.
I think he went once in 20 years.
That's right.
Yes.
That's it.
So what, you don't get sick? You don't need meds? What's the deal?
Well, you know, when I'm feeling run down, the first thing I'm thinking about is how I can make adjustments with what I'm putting into my body. And you know what? And rest. Just taking it easy, changing lifestyle. And you know what? It works fine.
I mean,
it's great.
Even with a child, I mean, it's absolutely possible. You know, I know the things when it's flu season. What do I do with my daughter? And make sure she's eating her leafy greens.
But you know, another thing too, Mike, is a lot of people, when I say, like, I don't have health insurance, they're saying, well, how are you going to prevent disease? I mean, I don't even understand.
Insurance doesn't prevent anything.
Right. I mean, taking a test that insurance pays for, first of all, the test for me, the radiation, all those kind of harms, and just the test, it just doesn't make sense to me that that's the way you take care of yourself. And if, God forbid, something's wrong with you, it's still you got to get down to the business of what you're going to do to take care of yourself. What
exactly.
are you going to do to help yourself? The test isn't going to do anything for me. So
it's
how is that? And it's coined that way all throughout the United States.
Yeah.
You take the test, that's prevention.
Detection is not prevention. Prevention is like what we did this morning. This morning we had brunch at
great.
A raw food restaurant here in L.A.
Oh,
about 118 degrees is the name of the restaurant. And it was amazing. It was healing. Superfoods, juices.
Oh, we started off with a juice. They gave like go bananas type appetizer, a starter. They gave us a main dish. It was just delicious. It had cranberries in it, little thin sliced apple. Nothing too much. Everything's in small portions. Took our time. We ate it. It's the best medicine in the world.
Yeah.
And it tasted good. It was just fun hanging out and just eating and having a good time.
Oh, that was like the best brunch I've had.
And it was good medicine, if you think about it. I mean, the cost, all right, it was more expensive than breakfast at McDonald's, but the reason we can afford it is because we don't need to buy health insurance.
we're saving money on the health insurance, and we're spending it in a direction that we want to spend it in.
I spend $1,000 a month on food if I want.
But you know, Mike, a lot of people I talk to back where I live, it's the same thing, though, with people that are buying insurance. They don't even like it. They're spending $1,000+. They can't even go to the doctors they want. They're getting hassled with all the system, the bureaucracy, and the red tape. They can't even get the service that they're kind of not sure about. They can't even get it, you know?
Health insurance is a product you buy that even after you buy it, you still hate it. But you keep it anyway because they don't give you a choice.
Well, and there's a sense of obligation.
And they scare people, you know? You're worried about, you know, this is what I need to be healthy. This is what I need to, you know?
So what should America be doing instead of mandating sick care monopolies?
They should do everything they can to learn about nutrition.
Yeah, advocating nutrition.
I mean, how should they? I mean, Mike,
could it make a difference? People out there are going to say, it couldn't make a difference. Food doesn't matter. Doctor said eat anything you want. They got a McDonald's in the Cleveland Clinic.
I've gone to the doctor once, and everything I've been feeling is just nothing but fantastic. And every year that I've been doing this with nutrition, I haven't had a year of health insurance, and I'm still standing. 45 years old, I'm still standing. Feeling great.
You have a daughter. Does she have health insurance?
No, she does not have health insurance.
How old is she, and why doesn't she have health insurance?
Well, she's 20, and basically we've never had it because she eats well. And if anything was wrong, I wouldn't want them to touch her with their treatment.
What about vaccines?
No.
Is she getting vaccinated in college right now, or what?
No.
They're trying to. There's a lot of society pressures and this general consciousness that somehow we've got to have health insurance, that's the right thing to do. I think the three of us here are just basically saying to each other, you know, we're doing okay. We're not so crazy.
We're doing fine.
We're feeling good.
Well, in fact, I mean, we're about the healthiest people around. I mean, if you go look at actually who's signing up for health insurance and who's in the pharmacies, and you look at who's coming out of the pharmacies, they are not the kind of people whose health I want to mimic. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I think what you're saying is true. You've got to take a good look at how do you feel, and is the system that you're connecting yourself with, is it working for you?
Yeah.
Do you feel better and better every single day? And I think you've got to go by results, not just what a lot of people do, and is that the right or the wrong thing to do. Are you getting the kind of results that you want?
Yeah, I mean, the conventional medicine claims to be scientific, which is supposed to be based on results, right? But if you look at the results, who's really healthy? The people who are outside the system. People like us.
Absolutely.
We have no insurance. We don't get vaccines. We eat healthy food. We're the healthiest people in the country.
Every time my clients go to the doctor with something and they get some new medication, they wind up with some new problem.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
And now that's become normal. Everybody's on 15 medications. You know, they can't sleep, they can't poop, they can't eat, they can't get it up, they can't get it down. They don't know what to do. They're on meds for every freaking human function.
Yeah, it's too much.
All right, three Americans here with no health insurance who don't want health insurance because we take care of our own health.
Wait, before we sign off for this, I don't want anyone to get the wrong message that it's like, hey, this is just what we do. Everybody's got to make their own decision. I checked in this country, you know, we can make a choice. Make the choice that you're most comfortable with. But I keep going back to the same thing. Are you getting the kind of results out of what you're doing? What you're doing, what you're spending your money on? Are you getting the results that you want out of what you're doing?
That's really important
to take a look at.
And if you're not getting the results in conventional medicine, check out natural medicine. You'll be healthier, happier, it's less expensive, it's based on holistic principles. It's just the way to live.
Sounds good.
And as more and more Americans are going that direction, and that's why healthcare is desperate to lock you into a monopoly that you can't escape. Because if they gave you free choice, you wouldn't choose drugs and surgery. You'd choose healing foods, and you would choose exercise, and you would choose natural medicine. So thanks for watching, everybody. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger with Natural News, joined today by Jonathan Landsman and Helene Landsman. Thanks for talking about health.
Hey, it's our pleasure. And you know what? Anybody else who wants to do this is obviously don't feel so uncomfortable. Just do what you feel is best in your heart. You know, take care, everybody.
When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at HealthRangerStore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra-clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science. Because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods, and even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products, and that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at HealthRangerStore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science, the best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from HealthRangerStore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do, no one. We are leading the world in clean food, and you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.